Is a good one. Oklahoma Today on KFBW AM 1230 for this Tuesday morning. John Taylor joins us now from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And, of course, he follows all that's going on in the economy, and his radar screen's looking at India this morning.
Yeah, you know, Bill, there's been a lot of just a lot of fanfare about the president's trip to India and how much it's costing and all that. But it looks like perhaps it's producing some good results, at least from what the government wants so far. We keep talking about the very controversial stance that the Federal Reserve took last week when they announced that they were going to invest at least another $600 billion in treasuries, flood the market with another $600 billion, maybe even more of cash. And immediately Germany, Brazil, China came out and started beating up the U.S., and you may remember that Germany said that our Federal Reserve policy over here was, quote, clueless was the word that they used. And they're concerned about devaluing the dollar. This flood of money will devalue the dollar, which will make their imports less competitive and the U.S. exports more competitive. And as we know, the president's over in India, but he picked up a strong endorsement from the Prime Minister of India, and I'm just going to read what he said. The Prime Minister says, a strong, robust, fast-growing United States is in the interest of the world, and therefore anything that would stimulate the underlying growth and policies of entrepreneurship in the United States would help the cause of global prosperity. So pick up a strong endorsement there. And then President Obama himself had a comment. He said, in defending the Fed's action of the $600 billion purchase, President Obama says, quote, we can't continue to sustain a situation in which some countries are maintaining massive surpluses. Of course, that's a slap at China. Others, massive deficits. That's us. And there is never the kind of adjustment with respect to currency that would lead to a more balanced growth pattern. And we do know that the G20 meeting is coming up in Seoul, South Korea, in just a few days. And once again, looks like it's going to heat up and be kind of contentious there. Kind of a big story this morning that could have an impact upon us around here. We know how important the price of natural gas is to our economy because there are many, many jobs based upon the price of natural gas in our listing area. And we see another major energy company make a huge splash into the natural gas pool, and that is Chevron is buying Atlas Energy. That's a Pittsburgh-based company that's a natural gas company that primarily is involved in the Marcellus Shale. We all know about the Fayetteville Shale just south and east of here that is contributing to the economy of Arkansas, but the Marcellus Shale up in Pennsylvania and in southern New York is an even bigger play. Chevron spending about $4.3 billion to buy Atlas, if you include the debt they're assuming. They're paying $43.34 a share, which is a 37% premium over yesterday's close. You may remember that just a few months ago, Exxon wrote a check for $30-plus billion to buy XTO, a natural gas company that's headquartered in Houston but has a huge operation done in Ozark. And here's an interesting piece of trivia that you really don't want to know. And that is that the Market Rates Insight says that the average yield on one-year CDs has dropped below 1% nationwide, and that's for the first time since they've been keeping records in 1990, but they think that these are the lowest CD rates since the 50s. So if you're a senior, whatever that is, and for the second year in a row you're realizing you're getting no cost of living adjustment on your Social Security, and you're also earning practically nothing on your CDs or treasuries or deposit accounts, how do you make ends meet?
Yeah, and really with inflation expected to rise, you'll be losing money, but at least it's there. The amount you put in is going to be there.
Oh, well, keep in mind, Bill, there is no inflation. That's why there's no cost of living adjustment on Social Security for the second year in a row. There is no inflation. Just keep saying that to yourself over and over again. And repeat that at the checkout counter at Walmart and see if it helps you.
Right. All right, John. Thanks for the report.
All right, Bill. Take care.
John Taylor, Stern, AG, and Leach. Yes, inflation is going to be more of a factor, I believe, as Saudi Arabia says it thinks $90 a barrel oil is just about right. Well, we're not there yet, so that means it's getting closer, though. And when it does get there, we'll know it for sure at the gas pump. John Taylor of Stern, AG, and Leach, he has the insight to give you some very good advice. He's at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and kind of get a better return on your money. 782-2527. John Taylor at SternAG.com.